New York City is a city of vast extremes. On the one hand, you have celebrities, you have glitter, you have big money and Manhattan towers. You have the power and influence that emanates from Wall Street and Madison Avenue. This New York is reflected in Wiener, a recently released documentary spotlighting disgraced former Congressman Anthony Wiener and his failed bid to replace Michael Bloomberg as the city's mayor. And while sitting through Wiener, I only could ask myself, why was this film made? Why would anyone want to ponder the plight of Anthony Wiener? Once upon a time, he was a rising star in Congress. But he is yet another lying legislator who somehow convinced himself that his political career could be resurrected. So, as I say, who cares about Wiener? However, on the other hand, you occasionally will find a film that spotlights characters who are worth considering. And they may be among the anonymous masses who do not hail from Park Avenue. They are not famous. They are not wealthy. They are not well-connected. They are the folks who ride the subways to and from work 5 days a week, 50 weeks a year. They deal with their issues, and they go about their lives. One such family is depicted in a gem of a movie, an American independent titled Stand Clear of the Closing Doors, which recently came to home entertainment. The focus of Stand Clear of the Closing Doors is Ricky, an autistic 13-year-old who lives with his family in Rockaway Beach, Queens. Ricky is a loner. He has no friends. He lives in a world all his own, and the crux of the story involves what happens when he wanders off and ends up traversing the vast New York City subway system. Now, if you are familiar with the city's subways, you will know that the film's title refers to the announcement that often is heard on loudspeakers just as trains are about to pull out of stations. However, Ricky is not the film's lone central character. Mariana, his mother, is devoted to him, and she fears the worst as she frantically searches for him. Mariana toils as a housekeeper while looking after Ricky and Carla, his sister, a teenager who justifiably feels that she too often is ignored by her mother. And adding to Mariana's plight is that she is an undocumented Mexican immigrant. She does have a husband, but he is away, working in some anonymous upstate locale while not getting paid for his labors. Plus, he does not fully grasp the true nature of Mariana's quandary. At its core, Stand Clear of the Closing Doors is a film about a vulnerable boy and a caring mother. And as its story unfolds, it wraps itself around you as it depicts the very real stresses of everyday New Yorkers. Plus, director Sam Fleischner allows you to enter Ricky's world, which, given his situation, is no easy feat. One thought that hit me while watching Stand Clear of the Closing Doors. This film poignantly captures a New York City world that rarely, if ever, is acknowledged by the Hollywood mainstream. These days, New York-centric Hollywood films usually are big-budget affairs with big-name stars. They spotlight cops versus robbers or eye-popping special effects. The central characters may be attractive 20-somethings who are looking for love amid the bright lights of the big city. And this is one more reason why Stand Clear of the Closing Doors is extra special. It gives a voice to a certain type of New Yorker who often is unacknowledged and ignored in the media.